Okay, so mastering your fears. There's a lot of fears. There's a lot of things that can come up, especially around high ticket offers, right? So, well, let's talk a little bit about how to just master your fears by controlling your thoughts, because ultimately your thoughts mold your mindset, and your mindset really controls your entire business. I mean, it controls your revenue completely. So, you need to, starting today, master. Absolutely master and develop the tendency of thinking positively and objectively about your goals, the person you want to become, the skills you want to develop, the knowledge you want to share with others, and more. So, meditate on your strengths, put into action what you need to do, focus on achieving small goals, and visualize the process of getting where it is that you want to go. Business tendencies. Do you avoid what you fear? Do you avoid talking on the phone? Do you try to find small things to do to stay in your comfort zone? Do you try to find cheap ways to do everything instead of paying what it's worth? So don't lay back and wait for stuff to happen. You have to take the lead. You have to push through good and bad to make it happen in your business. And you have to hustle. You just do. You have to hustle. Once you get a negative thought, here's one little tip and trick I have for you. Once you get a negative thought, do your ritual to get into a better state. It could be dancing, listening to music, meditating, taking a walk, etc., but make sure you constantly practice it. One thing I do when I'm recording videos is after I hit the end record button, I will blast some pump-up music. Not really pump-up music, but some energizing music. And other than that, if you're recording a bunch of videos, you just like you're putting yourself to sleep at some point because there's just so much talking and your brain is so overloaded. And then, boom, you get a little jolt of music and you're back in it, right? So be committed. Stay focused on your personal business goals and your client goals and just look at your numbers every day. That's important. Look at your numbers every single day. And if your internal commitment is not aligned with your business goals, it's just not going to work out for you. So you have to have the internal commitment, align it with your business goals. And it's going to work out. It's going to happen.